The nation will mark the Pearl Harbor anniversary tomorrow as the day in 1941 that it entered the Second World War. But there's another day to commemorate, the day the USS Bofin, the Pearl Harbor Avenger, was christened, a year to the day after the attack. The Second World War era submarine has long since been decommissioned and is now moored at Pearl Harbor as part of the Pacific Fleet Submarine Museum. Captain Chuck Merkel, U.S. Navy retired, is the executive director of the USS Bofin Submarine Museum and Park, and we spoke about the Bofin's contribution to the war effort.
Well, the Bofin was launched on December 7, 1942, 1 year to the day after the attack on Pearl Harbor. She was then commissioned at Portsmouth Naval Shipyard in New Hampshire on the 1st of May, 1943. She then came out of the Pacific, where she conducted 9 war patrols during the course of World War II. Her 9th patrol was conducted in the Sea of Japan with 8 other submarines that went through the Straits of Tsushima, submerged through the minefields. It was the first time that we had sent submarines into the Sea of Japan since the fall of 1943. Mm-hmm. These 9 submarines then dispersed across the Sea of Japan, and at a set date and time started conducting attacks, as that was the last bastion for merchant shipping for the Japanese at the end of the war. Those 9 submarines then were scheduled to rendezvous at the northern end of the Sea of Japan and then came back here to Pearl Harbor on the 4th of July, 1945. 9 submarines went in, 8 came out. The USS Bonefish was one of the last submarines we lost during the war. The Bofin was on her way west in August of 1945, when Japan surrendered, and she returned to Pearl Harbor. And in the fall of 45, she returned to the East Coast of the United States, where she was decommissioned. She was then reactivated for the Korean War and got as far as the West Coast, but didn't deploy any further than that. And then after the Korean War, she served as a reserve training ship in the Seattle area, and then was finally decommissioned in 1970. And she was towed out here to Pearl Harbor to be scrapped. Due to the vision of lots of leadership in the Navy League and World War II submarine veterans, they organized to save the Bofin and preserve her as a museum ship. And in August of 1979, she was formally transferred to the Pacific Fleet Submarine Memorial Association for preservation and then ultimately display. And she has been open as a museum ship since the early 80s at Pearl Harbor. And next spring, we will celebrate our 9 millionth visitor over the course of time.
Well, Chuck, going back to her glory years as the Pearl Harbor Avenger,
yes,
how important was submarine warfare in the Pacific theater?
Well, submarines were really the key to the victory in the Pacific. After the attack on December 7, 1941, the submarine base was not significantly damaged, and before the end of 1941, we were able to deploy 7 submarines out for initial war patrols.
Whereas the surface ships were severely crippled, our force was severely crippled.
Correct, and we also had submarines that were stationed in the based out of the Philippines. They immediately went on to war patrols as well.
Mm-hmm.
Ultimately, we built over 200 submarines during the course of the war, and the submarine force was credited with sinking over 60% of the Japanese merchant shipping during the course of the war and 30% of the warships that were sunk in the war. So we really severed the supply lines that Japan needed for all the natural resources coming from Indonesia, Malaysia, for her to continue to her war production. So we really strangled those lifelines, and that was critical for the defeat of the Japan.
How large a crew did the Bofin carry?
It carried about 80 men.
And how difficult was service aboard a sub in the Second World War?
Well, it was if you come down and visit us, you'll see it was a very small ship, 300
yeah.
feet long. The pressure hull diameter is 16 feet, and really one main deck from you can walk from bow to stern if you come to visit. There's other spaces below decks, but the main tour path is the main deck. The Bofin and all of the World War II submarines were really not designed to operate submerged for a significant length of time. They had to be on the surface to run their diesel engines and keep batteries charged. So once submerged, you could stay more than a day, but by the end of that, the air was fairly foul. There was no means of controlling the atmospheres like on our modern submarines today. And if you needed to really conserve electricity, you turned off all the air conditioning and everything else. So it could get very hot and foul inside the submarine.
What were the principal dangers to a submarine? What were the threats? Destroyers?
Certainly destroyers. We eventually came to realize to be effective, we had to operate on the surface to the maximum extent possible to have a more effective search for enemy shipping and other contacts.
Just to see a way around.
Right, that's right. So you had to be on the surface, so you're really dependent on your lookouts, watching for aircraft, and being able to submerge in less than a minute once you sighted something and felt threatened so you weren't detected. Because once you were detected, your speed and endurance submerged were very limited, so it was very difficult to get away.
And you were in danger from depth charges, right?
Correct. Once they became a manned attack, that's right. Aircraft or surface ships could launch the depth charges or bombs.
How does a surface ship know where you are?
It would be some sort of cueing. If you were sighted, you could sight the periscope, or if you were on the surface, could be sighted and not paying attention. And then once they had sighted you, it was very difficult. You couldn't go very fast submerged.
Yeah.
To go fast submerged, you also made a lot of noise, so they could listen for you with their passive sonar, or they could use the active sonar then to also detect you and then make an attack run.
What kind of speed could you operate at safely to get away from a destroyer?
Well, the Bofin and her other World War II submarines were basically limited to about a speed of 8 knots, 9 miles an hour. And your battery would only last about an hour at that speed, so you were very well pinned down.
That's kind of what I'm getting at, Chuck, is just the enormous risk of
yes.
being.
So the credible risk to be out there. It's a small ship, but it's a very big ocean. To be submerged, the sea pressure builds up very quickly when you go deep, and it's lots of day to day hazards.
We learned about the effectiveness of submarine warfare essentially during the First World War, right?
Correct. The Germans were conducting unrestricted warfare in the Atlantic, and that's what ultimately led to our entry into World War I.
Yeah.
And it really demonstrated what the potential of modern weapons, submarines and aircraft, could do, yes.
Were the Germans pretty much out in front in terms of understanding what submarines could do back in the First World War?
Yes, I think so. And then even in World War II, they were also the same, very effective with their tactics in the Atlantic.
Had we made a great many changes between World Wars I and II in terms of submarine construction tactics?
Well, I think that there was quite a bit of development. Diesel engine technology got better. Torpedoes were refined.
Mm-hmm.
So there were advances. I think some of the tactics envisioned for how submarines, that the United States would employ submarines, was not how we ultimately fought the war. So when we got into the war and it was ordered to execute unrestricted warfare, that was not something that we were trained and prepared to do. And it took about a year and a half to really sort out the tactics, get our weapons tested, because we had weapons deficiencies going into the war as well,
mm-hmm.
and get those things sorted out. So by the end of 1943, those deficiencies going into the war had been addressed and were corrected, and we began to be much more effective.
I'm betting that some of the visitors to the Bofin today, Chuck, have served aboard modern nuclear submarines, and I'm wondering what kind of comments you get about the difference.
Well, we are much smaller in terms of the 16-foot diameter hull. The modern submarines are much larger, and the habitability has been much better addressed. Obviously, with the nuclear propulsion, you can stay submerged indefinitely until your real limit is food. You have the ability to monitor and maintain the atmosphere, and it is much more forgiving.
But submarines have definitely, over the course of the past century, proven themselves as instruments of modern warfare, yeah?
Definitely.
Captain Chuck Merkel, U.S. Navy, retired, is the executive director of the USS Bofin Submarine Museum and Park. Tomorrow marks the 75th anniversary of the christening of the Bofin, now moored at Pearl Harbor as part of the Pacific Fleet Submarine Museum. I believe submarine.